You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we've got a lot that we are talking about. Now, this hour, I think, is going to be a lot of fun, actually. It doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about serious stuff, but a lot of fun. We got a couple of really, really good guys joining us. Chris Beach is going to be with us in a moment from the Fatherhood Foundation. Lamont Whitaker is a very, very accomplished actor. He'll be with us at 4:35. He's coming to town for the Book of Mormon. It's playing again at the Altria. It's a limited run. I think it's only two or three performances. And I was like the last guy on planet Earth that had not seen the Book of Mormon. And when it came last year, Heidi and I were going to go. And then my youngest guy, Joe, who, you know, does a lot of acting and stuff, was like, oh, I'd really like to see that. It's like, and Heidi gave up her seat. I couldn't give up my seat because it was press night, and I'm press. So we saw it, but I'm just here to tell you, boy, a very difficult show to see while seated next to your child. It was a little weird. Great fun, but a little weird. Okay, I want to take just 2 seconds here because I think that's all it runs, Germ. We've got the little piece of President Biden weighing in on Governor Ron DeSantis.
Mr. President, does Governor DeSantis need to take Vice President Harris's calls?
All I can tell you is I'm talking to Governor DeSantis. He's been very gracious. He's thanked me for all we've done. He knows what we're doing. And I think that's important.
I don't want to keep Chris Beach waiting because you know what Chris Beach has done? Talk about somebody who, well, he's sending me to jail. That's exactly what he's doing. He is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And there's a little tiny chill in the air. You know what that means? Father Christmas. We got to get everything together for Father Christmas. And I'm just, I really am always so happy to chat with Chris. Chris, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. It's as we, prepare for, see skeletons and pumpkins all over the street. It's funny that I'll be talking about Christmas today.
Well, it's good that you're going to be talking about Christmas because Father Christmas has become one of the most meaningful, rewarding events that we have in Central Virginia, sir.
Well, I'm excited about it. Today is actually the first day. We just launched it today, and I'm very excited about that. We launched the nomination form for Father Christmas. We launched the sponsor form, and the Adopt-A-Family form are all up on our website, and it launched today.
All right. So for those folks who need a little bit of a reminder, we've got three separate components, as you just pointed out, to Father Christmas with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Let's pick one and start with it. I'll leave that up to you.
Number one, nominating a dad. That's the biggest thing. Around the holidays, we know there's a lot of dads out there that are working two and three jobs. There's dads that have fallen some hard times. There's dads that have had some medical issues. And around Christmas time, it comes a little bit harder to pay for the bills, to afford a Christmas tree, to afford doing Christmas activities for your children. And there's a lot of dads out there that fall into that boat where they just need a little extra help. So what we're looking for is to go to our website and nominate a great dad that might fall in that category. And when you nominate that dad, we're going to choose 25 dads this year, maybe 26, maybe 20. We did 27 last year because there are just too many great dads. So we're choosing 25 dads this year to give $500 to and to pay for all the presents for their children for Christmas. And then on top of that this year, we're going down into Tidewater area and we're taking nominations down there and we're going to surprise 10 dads with $500 cash. So we have 35 dads that we're going to be recognizing this year. And on top of that, Jeff, we're going to do one more dad this year. Thanks to our friends at Auto Rescue, we are going to be giving away another car. Last year, the dad that deserved it the most, in our eyes, he was in a fatal car accident. He walks with a limp now, and he has two little girls. Well, in that car accident, his wife passed away. So he did not have a car to get his girls to and from. He did not have a car to get to work so he could take care of the girls. So we were able to give him a car thanks to our friends at Auto Rescue last year that really changed his life.
I tell you something, Chris. As you know, I love Father Christmas, and I love everything that the Fatherhood Foundation does. But last year, I was fortunate to be there as Santa was giving out all these gifts, and to watch that dad when he was given the keys and said, "Yeah, you've got a new car. This is it, new to you." And I don't think I've ever seen a human being as grateful for anything. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
It is, and that's the great thing about this. It's none of these guys, none of these dads are even thinking they're going to get this. It's a complete surprise to them, and they're not expecting anything. But when you do, when you give them that $500, or you give them that car, there's, you know, after the initial shock of it all, whether it was tears, whether it was like, oh man, or what, you know, whatever it was, you saw a little pride. You saw the way their kids looked at them as heroes. That's what this is all about.
All right, now we need the nominations for folks who are listening to this. And okay, you know, I know so and so down the street. God, he had a downturn in his business, or so and so up the street. I know this guy from church or from synagogue or from work. But boy, he had an injury. He's having a tough time. How do they nominate these dads?
Well, to nominate them, all you got to do is go to our website, which is FatherChristmasVA.org, and you'll see the video from last year, exactly what you and I are talking about. You're actually in the video, a very brief time, because we didn't want to scare people. You know, you didn't want to scare anybody. But then it shows us giving the car away. So you really get to see and feel what Father Christmas is all about. And right there at the bottom of the page underneath that video, you can nominate a dad right there. Okay. But then, Jeff, on top of that, there's two buttons right below it, too. And those are two other things. I actually had somebody come to me, and they said, you know, we're just so fortunate that I don't even know a dad that would need this right now, but I want to help because I love this mission. So they said, how can we get involved? I said, well, there's two things. We can either sponsor a dad for $500. It's a gift straight to us. Yep. We put it in the bank. We take it right back out the day of. We get it in cash. And we give it right straight to a dad. So there's no middleman. It is to us and back out. Right. So there's no fees taken off. It's just straight to the dad. So that's one way to sponsor a dad. That's right underneath the link there. And then right beside that, there's adopt a family. So we need people to adopt these dads' families. The nominators will give us a list of everything you need to shop for, everything the kids want, from wants to needs. You go out, you adopt a family, and you wrap it for us, and you bring it that night, and you get to give those children the gifts for the Christmas right there.
Wow. I want to remind everybody what a great experience it is to do all of this. I know, having seen the dads who were the recipients of the $500, to see those children that are with them, their faces are just it's blessings all the way around. It's just amazing. But to sponsor the dad, it's $500. Thinking, man, that's a heavy lift. Get a friend, right? Because you can split the cost any way you'd like to do it. Am I right?
Exactly. We've had people split costs. We actually have one church mom group that gets together each year. They all pitch in a little bit of money, and then they all take one. They take a bigger family. They take one of the children, and then they go out shopping for that. So it kind of lightens the load on all of them, but they end up getting a child and also helping the dad. So that's a great way to do it as well.
It is beautiful. Now, I've shared with everybody throughout the years, Jamal and Sakina, who are dear friends of both of us, but Jamal and I have done the sponsor a dad portion. Now, here's the only thing. I want to know if we have any accountants that could review the way this has broken down. Because Jamal, you know, Jamal's really smart with numbers, but every year he's ponying up somewhere between $1 and $5, and I get the rest. I'm not quite sure how the math is mathing on that, but it still turns out to be $500. And then to sponsor the dad, Chris, this is actually fun. Heidi and Sakina do the shopping. They get to have fun. They get to have time together. Heidi gets to pretend she's, you know, shopping for future grandchildren. Sakina works it into the 87,000 other things she's doing in a day. But everybody turns out with a smile.
Well, and the thing is for that, Jamal can't count higher than five. So that's, I think that's the issue of that one. But other than that, you're exactly right. Sponsoring a dad at 500, getting somebody, you know, getting a business. This is a great way. Businesses, we have four businesses that have done this for the past 5 years. They sponsor a dad, and then these businesses actually make, they go out shopping that day. And then they come back to their office, and it's their Christmas party. They actually have a wrapping party, and then they get to choose. They choose one person to come bring it down to the event. So there are four businesses right now that do that. That every single year, they ask me, when is Father Christmas? And I tell them what day it is. It's on the 19th this year of December, and they make that their Christmas party day.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. Well, Chris, I want everybody to be involved. This is just the first time that you're going to join me to talk about this. We're going to be doing this on a pretty regular basis because it's just vital, and especially now, as you point out, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia expanding into to Tidewater to help the dads down there as well. So give everybody the website one more time, if you don't mind.
It's very simple. Father Christmas VA, Father Christmas Virginia, fatherchristmasva.org. Everything you need is on there to nominate a dad, to sponsor a dad, or to adopt a family. It's all right there.
I love it. It's just what one part of what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia does, Chris. You've done such amazing work there. It continues to grow. It's helping dads throughout our beloved Commonwealth. And as I pointed out to the folks who are kind enough to listen, you even set it up. You're sending me to jail. So it's all good, right?
We will be in. We're getting trained this week. As you know, I was with you this morning, and we're getting trained, and you will be in Pamunkey Jail before the end of this month. So we're excited to be reaching dads through our Inside Out Dad program, and you saw the impact that we're making on dads through this training. It's just, I've never heard a dad that says they want to be a bad dad. They just don't know how to, and we're giving them the skills they need to be stronger parents, so when they get out, their recidivism doesn't go up, it goes down.
Exactly. All right, one more time, fatherchristmasva.org, is that correct?
FatherChristmasVA.org, and everything you need is right there. Check out the video. Share it with anybody. We want to have as many nominations as possible. And, you know, the more money we make, the more dads we're going to help. So nominate dads, but then also reach deep into your pocketbooks. This is something that is going right back to the fathers. We take not a penny for it. If we need 35 total. If we get 40, we're going to do 40 dads this year. So bottom line, that's what it is.
I love it. Chris, love you, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I will give you all the details. I got to post it on my social media as well. Great opportunity. I'm telling you, make it a group activity. You cut down the cost, and you're going to have a boatload of fun. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. No, it is true. I am going to jail. Going to Pamunkey Regional Jail. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is offering the Inside Out Dad program. What is it? It's where some of us who are dads on the outside, and I'd like to remain on the outside, say, okay, let me take a couple of hours each week for a couple of months to go inside and help some of those guys who are inside learn how to be a better dad. That's all. And that's what I'm doing. So we're in the midst of all of our new training for the Inside Out Dad program. It's a very specialized program. There's some other things that kind of sort of do this, but this is really the best. And it's been, I don't know how you would say it. It's been utilized for a long time by the Virginia Department of Corrections at the state prison level. This is for me anyway. It's Pamunkey Regional Jail, slightly different. But it's the same thing as Chris Beach said. He's never met a dad who said, man, I've always wanted to be a bad dad, right? Now, there are guys who wind up being really bad dads because they just don't know any better. They need some help. And so that's what that is. If you go to Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia's website, you learn all about it. Maybe you want to volunteer. I don't know. I know they're doing it down in Chesterfield County with Sheriff Carl Leonard at his bed and breakfast down there. They've got it inside the Richmond City Jail. We've got other lockups, right? There. Listen, I mean, I know now as everything expands out to Tidewater with the Fatherhood Foundation, I bet we'll be looking for some folks to help out there. I just got sent this beautiful picture. Dale Dillon, who is the guy behind Dillon Appliance Repair, sent me a photo. He says, take a look at my new ride. He went on vacation, and I guess the truck got repainted. Dale, it's beautiful. And now that you've reached out to me, hey, we've got a washing machine downstairs. I swear to you, it sounds like a jet is trying to take off. It just started the other day. Can you help us out with that? I don't know. I'll have to reach out. What is it? Dale Dillon, Dillon Appliance Repair. I'm on it, Heidi. I swear to you, I really am. Hey, the Book of Mormon is coming back to the Altria Theater for a limited run. One of the stars is going to join us at 4:35. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and there's some great stuff going on. I'll tell you, the weather is nice, man. I got all the windows open here. Little bit of a breeze. Humidity is relatively low. I mean, it's 66 degrees. Julie.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Julia, God bless her, is out on the deck listening to some music, rocking out. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, Brian Maloney and Dr. Keith Ablow. Yeah, we're going to be turning just a little bit. We'll be talking about the election and what they're seeing, all that good stuff. I am off tomorrow, as you know, Yom Kippur, holiest day in the Jewish faith. So I will not be here tomorrow, but God willing, I'll be back on Monday. We got lots of great stuff. Our old buddy Jimmy Galliano is going to be dropping by. I've got a big announcement from my buddy Tom Leonard. I'm going to share that in a couple of moments. And The Book of Mormon is returning to the Altria Theater. Two nights, three performances. Okay, so we got a matinee in there, October the 18th and October the 19th. I, as I've shared with you, only guy who had not seen it until the last time it came, I guess it was sometime last year. Absolutely hysterical. It has got Trey Parker written all over it. Lamont J. Whitaker is one of the stars. He's going to be visiting Richmond, the Altria Theater, on the 18th and 19th. Today he's visiting us. Lamont, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I am excited about getting out to the Altria and seeing the Book of Mormon again.
Yes, yes, we're super excited to be in Richmond. We can't wait to be there and show you guys this funny musical we have.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Lamont. My listeners know this because I've shared this with them already, but I was the one guy who had not seen the Book of Mormon on planet Earth. I was him, in case you were looking for him. So my wife and I were going, and my youngest guy, who just turned 20, who's big into theater, community theater, school theater, the rest of it, he said, wow, I would really love to see that show. It's supposed to be great. And my wife graciously gave up her ticket, and so I went with my youngest son. And Lamont, I don't know if you have children, but I will tell you, the Book of Mormon, with your child, you need at least one seat separating you. It is just a little challenging to be right next to him, but boy, laugh out loud funny.
Yes, yes, yeah. The show is really funny, and it's just really about two Mormons who travel to Uganda to convert the citizens into Mormons, but it gets a little bit choppy. It's not exactly what they expected it to be.
Oh, good gracious, it is not what they expected it to be. But the production value, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I know you've got a great background, but when you became part of this cast, were you blown away by the production value as well?
Yes, first of all, I was completely blown away. This is the biggest production musical that I've done. Like, this musical is a great franchise. The Book of Mormon was nominated for 14 Tony Awards and won 9, including Best Musical in 2011, and it's still, up until the pandemic, it was one of the only comedies on Broadway, if the only comedy on Broadway, and it's still selling out shows 12 and a half years later, and I'm so happy to be a part of something so big.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into this. Obviously, you are you're an actor by profession and by training, and very very impressive background. But what was it that said to you? Yeah, I gotta go audition for Mafala's part.
Just like Wicked and Lion King and the big shows that are on Broadway, Book of Mormon is definitely one of those. And so I wasn't expecting much. I knew I really wanted the job, but I knew that it was a big name show. Yep. And it just so happened that I just fit right into the shoes of my character. And I get to use a lot of my background too. Mafala is my character. He is from Uganda, and I've grown up around a lot of Nigerians and Chinese people. So I was able to use my own life experience to bring to this character, and you know, it just all worked out. Like, it was perfect.
Well, that is wonderful. I want to remind everybody, Lamont J. Whitaker, I want to get full credit for this gentleman, is joining us. He is one of the stars of the Book of Mormon. It's coming to the Altria Theater the 18th and 19th of this month, three performances. How do you personally get ready for something like this? Because it's every couple of days, you're in a new city, it's a new theater. I'd imagine you don't have a huge amount of downtime.
I mean, if we do have downtown, we're mostly traveling. We do mostly get our days off during the day until the show starts. So, I really just spend a lot of time getting rest. I am a Navy brat, so I've traveled a lot in my life.
Yeah.
So, for me right now, like, this is like first nature, but, you know, rest and exercise and good food.
Well, you got a lot of good food in Richmond. I'm not sure if you have played the Altria before, but let me tell you, you are going to be in good food central when you're visiting.
Well, I will definitely take advantage of that. Yeah, I haven't spent much time in Richmond, but my dad was in the Navy, so we lived on base in Norfolk, Virginia, so not that far away. But yeah, I'm excited to get back in the area and see the things I missed out on.
Any insight on the Book of Mormon itself? Because I tell people, I was the last guy that saw it. I actually have gotten a number of emails from people saying, well, I haven't seen it either. Any preparation for those people that you'd like to share?
I always like to tell people, like, the Book of Mormon really does, it restores your faith in musicals. It's one of those shows, you know, right now in this time, we get a lot of jukebox musicals, which are musicals that play off of different artists, like Motown and things like that. But this musical is 100% authentic and original. You're going to hear songs that you've never heard before. And that's what I want to see when I go and see a musical. I want to see the work that people have put into something, and Matt Stone and Trey Parker and Bobby Lopez have really all come together to make an episode of a heartfelt version of South Park. And you really do learn something towards the end of the show. This is about somebody who has their power and doesn't realize they do. And I think it's a message for people that sometimes, you know, the story is not about faith. It's just about the impact that one person can really have on a whole community. And I don't want to give too much away, because shock value is what the show is.
Yeah.
Just know, just come, be ready to laugh. Be ready to laugh at yourself, at your neighbor, at us on stage. And the audience is really our third scene partner in the musical. Yeah. And so without them, like, it's really not funny. So I just can't wait to share it with Richmond.
I love that. Now, I love your take. You're talking about the jukebox musicals. My wife and I saw a great production of Tina a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And goodness gracious, that will blow your socks right off. But you're right. It's all, I mean, it's music that we knew, right? We love Tina Turner.
Yes.
We get a great dose of Tina Turner. You go to the Book of Mormon, you are going to hear absolutely, totally original music. You will want to sing some of it. You will have to choose the proper places to sing some of it if you do choose to do that. But it is laugh out loud funny. There are very few experiences in this day and age, Lamont, in my opinion, that are laugh out loud funny. And you guys pull it off.
Yeah, I can't wait to share it with you guys. And it's one of my favorite musicals I've ever done, favorite musicals I've ever seen. And just the production value on top of the work that we do as actors, it all comes together and just really gives you a night that you'll never forget.
Tell us how you actually learn the lines, right? Because people may have some memory. Oh, I did a school musical. Oh, I did some community theater. We rehearsed, it seemed like, for 9 months. We played for a night and it was all over. You're going into a show. It's on the road. It's been on the road. You're picking up a character that, you know, was played by somebody else at some point. How difficult is it for you to get up to speed and be ready to hit it out of the park the first night?
To be honest, we have a lot of rehearsals.
Okay.
I've been on this tour for 2 years now.
Oh,
wow. I'm on the third year right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so at this point, I really know the character, but for me, learning lines and learning anything, to be honest, is really just repetition, repetition, repetition.
Okay. Well, I'm excited, Lamont. I am so looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great time for the audience. That I know. I'm hoping it's a great time for you as we welcome you.
Of course.
Yeah, we welcome you to Richmond. So what's after this? How long you're the third year of a tour, man? That's number one, it's a steady gig. That's great in acting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, this is a great opportunity. Like, these big franchise musicals, once you're a part of it, you're a part of the family, and you can pretty much just do it for however long it works out. But I'm happy to be where I am right now, and I really don't know what's next. What's next is our 570th show tonight. We can't wait.
I love it. Well, Lamont, I appreciate you making some time for us. I am looking forward to seeing the show again in about a week. And again, just thank you, man. You're doing a great job. The show was great. And I do think you're really going to like the Altria.
We can't wait. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was nice to see you.
Oh, my pleasure. That is Lamont J. Whitaker. I'm going to remind you, get your tickets. You go to BroadwayInRichmond.com. BroadwayInRichmond.com. The only piece of advice I'm going to give you: you will never look at frogs the same way again. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm going to tell you, if you go to see the Book of Mormon, put every single solitary the concern that you have about everything, you got to put it aside. Because you will be entertained, you will laugh out loud, and you'll probably be, you'll probably be offended at certain points. There's no question about that. My review in the rear view mirror, if you will, is that it was one heck of a show. It was not a show that I was prepared to watch with my son sitting next to me, but I'm just trying to be as honest with you as I possibly can. It was a little weird. But having said that, it was really, really very entertaining. So that's coming back to the Altria Theater. It's going to be the 18th and the 19th. For those who are looking for more information about Father Christmas from the Fatherhood Foundation, fatherchristmasva.org. I told you I have a big announcement that involves my dear friend Tom Leonard. Well, you know, Tom and Karen and Heidi and I are friends. I mean, we're just friends. But Tom's son, TJ, is a brilliant retailer. And TJ Leonard has just been appointed the president of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. What does it mean for Tom? I don't know. It scares me to think that Tom's going to have a lot of free time on his hands. Oh, my God. Who knows what's going to happen? He could wind up at the at-home store with Karen. They'll need to take both cars and a truck at that point. But TJ is a rock solid dude. He's a star when it comes to retailing. It sounds sort of weird, but I'm going to tell you something. I love going into Tom Leonard's Farmers Market for a number of reasons. Yes, it's great quality and the people are friendly, blah, 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 blah. But it's also a family enterprise. And it's so nice to see good, solid people doing great work in the community. And what I mean with Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is they have a great product. They have lots of great products. And it has come from the Leonard family. Now, I grew up, as you know, in Philadelphia, and I worked in New England, Connecticut for a time. And that's where I became acquainted with Stu Leonard's. Now, Stu Leonard is the granddad. Stu Leonard was the guy who started it all. Stu passed away not too long ago. But Stu started it all, and he imparted in his kids certain life lessons, certain ways that you treat the customer. And what is so nice to see is that all these years later, it is still as Stu wanted it. But now with a little new blood with TJ. I think TJ is going to do great things over there. Jeremy, if you get a chance, sounds crazy, get TJ on. Because I know they got the big pumpkin patch going on. I want to congratulate him on the air and hear about the plans he's got. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.